Blog Talk Radio.
Your own. You're on the air. Doctor DeQuia, Doctor DeLores. Hello. You're on the radio. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Kevin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm blessing you. Well, I'm trying to reach with Dr. DeLores. She's on the line, but she's not answering.
Okay, she said she was going to be on the line. I just finished talking to her minutes ago that said she was going to be ready. But are we on air?
Well, yeah, you're on air now.
All right, amen. Well, I go ahead and continue until she gets get on the air, and then we'll just go for it like that. We do want to thank the Lord today for another day. And for everyone that's on the line today, we give God the glory. It's about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you right now. I start this off with prayer. Because prayer is always needed. Jesus said it like this. Men should always pray and not faint. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all that you do for us. We reverence you right now, Lord, as God. Because without you, we can't make it. We know that you have ordained this day. You have set aside this day for us, Father, that we give you the glory in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for everything that went forth today. It may not have been like we should think it we should be. But, Father, we can still give you thanks for because we realize that it could have been worse off than what it is right now. Lord, we ask that you open up every ear right now, that this radio station with ministers to the soul right now. Father, we open up every eye right now in the name of Jesus, that everyone that ministers on this radio station, Father, would be able to see right now, having the eyes to see. And, Father, open up their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that we may encourage them through your word. We give you back your word, Father, because we need you, that they may make a conscious choice to choose you this day, that they may realize that I can go forward, I can keep going in the Lord, because I can do all things through Christ. I can be healed in Christ. I can be delivered in Christ. All the bonds and bands and yokes can be broken in Jesus Christ, because the word says it's finished. You did it all, Lord Jesus, and we thank you right now. We reverence you right now as Lord. And, Lord, we pray for every grieving family today, Father, that lost a loved one, even through this week. Lord, we pray for them right now that they will call on the name of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, comfort them right now. Only you can comfort them. Philosophical words may do a little bit, but, Father, your word is a complete healing. Your word is a complete deliverance, Father. Your word is a comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we find it in Jesus Christ. And for this, we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Dr. DeLores, are you on the air right now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Amen.
Okay, amen. Oh. Amen. I could hear you all a few minutes ago, but y'all couldn't hear me.
Okay, great.
Amen. Praise God. I praise God for that prayer. That is really awesome. I thank God. We're here again on KSK Radio. We thank all the listeners for joining us. We pray and we just ask the Holy Ghost to have his way tonight. Amen.
Amen.
We just give God all the praise for bringing us together in unity in this hour. And we're going to ask Evangelist Kevin to give us that great word. I know God has given him a word for us tonight. And we just give God the glory and honor for that. We just thank God for it. We thank God for willing people who are so true to God's word and are ready and willing to give us what God has given them and share the word of God, because that's what it's all about, is saving souls. And if anybody have any questions or anything that they need to add or share, we appreciate that, because it's all about somebody else receiving what God has to give us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Alan.
Amen. I just thank God for this opportunity to minister to every soul, every believer, everyone that's just connected to this radio station that may not even be a believer, but listening to this radio station. You're not here by coincidence. You're never here by circumstances. You know, we serve a God that's all-knowing. We serve a God that's a universal God that knows everything, even the hairs on our head, even the thoughts that we think. God knows about it all. It's nothing that you can hide from the Lord. So what I want to talk about today is the Spirit give me utterance. I want to talk about letting go and forgetting those things that are behind you. Letting go and forgetting those things that are behind you. It's important that we understand that we have to press forward every day. It's important that we understand this fact right now, that Paul said it like this here, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing for the prize or the mark of the higher calling in Jesus Christ. Yesterday is gone. This is the day that God has made. Now, all the things that we've done yesterday, if we were to backtrack our steps, we would find that it wouldn't matter to anything. Hallelujah. It means that we may get up today, yesterday, we may get up today, and yesterday we ate cereal. Today we may get up and eat oatmeal. That's why I'm giving you this example right now so you can understand how we may try to backtrack our steps as far as we may have had a great day yesterday, but today is a whole new different day. Even the clouds, even the situation at hand is a different day. That's why we have to forget certain things. You have to learn to forget things and move forward.
Amen.
Amen.
Think about it. Just take your time and think about forgetting those things. Take your time and think about why I want to forget those things. What benefit is it doing for me to hold on to certain things?
Amen.
And Jesus is saying, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forward. Every day God gives us another day to press forward, to be better in him, because we can't do anything without Christ.
Amen.
Examine yourself. You need to take an examination of ourselves every day, that we would forget those things that are behind us and continue to look forward, continue to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Because it's imperative that if we start just looking at our situations at hand, then we find ourselves taking our eyes off of the Father, taking our eyes off of Jesus. We find ourselves straying. We find ourselves getting in a place where we're distracted. Forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forward. Amen. It's important that you press forward. It's important that you examine yourself daily. The Apostle Paul, he said, know you not your own self? So he's telling us to do a self-evaluation. A self-evaluation of what, you may add? A self-evaluation of your perfect relationship that you want with Christ. A perfect evaluation of loving one another. Loving your neighbor, loving the people that badly talk about you, loving the people that despitefully use you. Those are things that we need to evaluate. This thing of love is right. This thing that love that God has showed us by giving his only begotten son requires that we look at ourselves, that we press. Yesterday is gone, but today we can look at ourselves and say, Lord, help me to love more like you want me to love. Help me to look beyond my faults of this learned behavior, this psychological behavior that I have to treat others different, and help me to love them like you love them. Because when God sees us, he doesn't see color. He looks at our heart, and all of our hearts bleed the same color. All of our hearts look the same way. And that's what God is looking at. He's looking at the heart. So that's why we forget those things that are behind. And we have to press forward. People may, an hour ago, a person may have just honestly cuss you out, but you still have to love them. You may not like the behavior of the person, but you still have to love them. Jesus said it like this here, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, you're going to suffer for righteousness' sake anyway.
Amen.
But you still got to learn to forgive those things. You got to forget it. That means forget it. Forgetting those things that are behind and pressing forward. The Holy Spirit may have told you yesterday to minister to somebody, and you looked at their characteristics of them, or how they were acting, and you just disregarded that and didn't do it. But today, God did it another way. He did it another way. He put somebody in your path that was in fair clothes for you to minister to them. Did you do it or didn't you not?
Amen.
Because what it's all about is it's all about winning souls. It's all about drawing somebody to Jesus. Because without him, we wouldn't have never been drawn. Somebody drew us. Somebody prayed for us. It's important that we understand that, that we're not our own. We were bought with a price. Mm. That's why we have to forget those things that are behind. Everything that we did yesterday, that was yesterday. That's just servitude. It's not a works that saves us. It's just servitude. It's our reasonable service, the Bible calls it. Our reasonable service to serve God in the life that he has blessed us with, in the life that he has paid for by his precious blood, forgetting those things that are behind. An hour ago, you may have just had a bad disagreement. You got to forget those things that are behind you, because God has blessed you with another minute, another second, another hour. Because, you know, look at it this way, Saint. Time is running out, and only the things that we do for Christ is going to last.
Amen.
And so we have to understand that our time, the time that God has allocated us to have, it's important, it's valuable. Don't take it for lightly. Don't take it for granted. And if you're not saved and you're listening to this broadcast, don't take your time for granted. You don't know how much time that you have. Don't take it for granted. If you're not saved, if you don't know where you're going to be after you die, this is the time where you're still breathing and you're hearing my voice, and I'm introducing Jesus to your life. I'm introducing Jesus into you. I want to introduce you to a Savior that paid the price on Calvary's cross, died on Calvary's cross, shed his precious blood. I want to introduce you to Jesus. I know it's a lot of different religions out there, a lot of different doctrine going on out there, but there's only one Jesus that walked on the water. There's only one Jesus that came out of a borrowed tomb after 3 days. I want to introduce you that Jesus. Mm-hmm. I want to let you know that Jesus is real. That's the way to heaven. That's the only way to heaven. If you ever visualize that street paved with gold, you're only going to get there through Jesus. And that's the bottom line of it. I want you to evaluate your life. There's a lot of different doctrine out there, but you can't get nowhere without Jesus. You need him. You got to have him in your life.
Yes.
You need him in your life. The one that wakes you up every morning, that's Jesus.
Yes.
We want to introduce Jesus in your life. Because he's your Savior. He's our Savior. He's the world's Savior. The answer to the world is Jesus. It's not wars. It's not atomic bombs. It's not dictatorship. It's not coming to the table and mesh reason together with men's thoughts. It's not that. What the world needs is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The situation that you may find yourself looking at a bottle, looking at smoking, looking at any kind of thing to calm your nerves, the situation is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. The yoke breaker is Jesus. The burden bearer is Jesus. He's the Savior of your life. The reason why we're here today listening on this radio station is only behind Jesus. It's only because Jesus. It's no other reason. That's why we want to introduce Jesus to you. And for the ones that are a believer, let things go. Evaluate your life. I do it every day. Evaluating to get better and to please Jesus. I take a heartfelt evaluation of my own self so I can please the Lord. It's all about pleasing the Lord. It's all about telling somebody about Jesus. I had the opportunity today to tell somebody about Jesus being a healer, because this person, they was taking this medication, and the side effects was giving them seizures. Hey, you gotta know that's a healer. That's a bomb in Gilead, and that bomb is Jesus.
Yes.
This, Jesus would give you a healing process without any kind of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to tell these people. The reason why all I was telling them is that all you have to do is believe. Because what he did on Calvary's cross, he sealed it all. He says, it's finished. All you have to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
Forgetting those things that are behind. You got to learn to forget those things that are behind. The accolades of man does not get you anywhere. Sure, it's fine. Titles does not get you anywhere. It's the works of the works through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, that's what he's looking at. He wants to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
We are slaves. Paul said, I'm a prisoner. I'm a slave to the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I'm a prisoner to do his will.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what we go on, despite what we go through, Jesus has promised. He said, despite what you go through, despite what's going on, he said this here, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's why we have to go on. That's why we have to forget those things that are behind. Forget them and press forward. Now, what does pressing involve? Pressing involves praying, building a more relationship with him, reading the word, spending time with the Lord, consecrating yourself, sanctifying yourself, a new mind, a new way of thinking on certain things. Sometimes even our thought process needs to be changed because we're adding spiritual thoughts with carnal thoughts. And that'll bring you into a double-minded. You got to forget those things of the carnal nature. You may have been real good things in the carnal nature through your philosophical thoughts of the world, but that doesn't mean anything with spiritual gifts, spiritual workings. That's why the Bible talks about walk in the Spirit. Think on things above, where Christ sitting on the right hand of the Father. Being led by the Spirit. They are led by the Spirit. They are the children of God, the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the way of thinking in the world. That's not going to do it. It has never did it. You got to forget those things. Forget those old dead thoughts. Forget forget those strongholds of, well, if they did it like this, I can do it this way. No, we want to do it God's way, being led by the Holy Spirit, by walking in the Spirit. Because when we walk in the Spirit, we're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. When we walk in the Spirit, the carnal mind cannot have enmity with us, even though it tries, but we're walking in the Spirit. We're being fed by the Word of God. We're strengthening the spiritual man.
Amen.
We're not strengthening the carnal-minded man. It's at enmity with God. It's the enemy of the Word. That's why you have to get those things, to get it. This is a new day. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We have to let him increase in our lives as we decrease. It's important that we understand where we are today. When you do a self-evaluation, you understand where you are. You know that you can do better. You know that you can give more. And all, you know, it's like this here, Saint. When you say, yes, Lord, do you really know what you're saying? In my evaluation of it, and I don't mind sharing it with you, when I say yes, Lord, I'm saying yes to your will, yes to your way, and yes to your commandments. So my thought process is out of the way. So what I'm trying to do now, I try to let this hit fruits of the Spirit, of this love. I'm working on it daily. Love, the characteristics of love, patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness. These things are what I'm trying to, in through the Holy Spirit, as I let myself say yes to the Lord, let it manifest in me the love of God, the agape love. When they talk about you, still love them. Don't ridicule them, just still love them. Help them out in the righteousness of God, because they don't know. They don't know. I talked to a young man today, and he was saying that I lost my faith because I wavered from the Lord. And I told him, I said, Jesus is an everlasting love. He has an everlasting love for you. Just because you lost your faith, you can get it back because you're still alive. Just repent of it and talk to him like I'm talking to you. Because guess what? God is not looking at your outward appearance. He's looking at your heart. That's why I'm saying forget those things behind. Just let it all go. You can start afresh right now. And he started crying. I said, build your relationship with God. Let that thing go. Let the past go. And start right now talking to him just like I'm talking to you. You have to learn to forget those things. You have to learn that a yoke that's on you, that's hindering you, you may find yourself in a carnal mind thinking that it's beneficial for you to act like certain ways. But it's not. We want to act like Jesus.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters is being like Jesus. To be like Jesus is all you ever need. To act like Jesus, to walk like Jesus, to talk like Jesus.
Amen.
Let God into your life today. And we have to learn to forget those things that are behind. The old way of thinking, the old way of acting, the old way of perpetrating, whatever the case may be, you have to learn to forget those things that are behind. Yesterday is gone. The old way of thinking is gone. And press forward. Press forward in being more like Jesus as the Holy Ghost opened up your eyesight, open up your ear sight as he's talking to you. The Holy Ghost is talking every day. He's talking every day. He wants to even a more communion with you every day. Because remember, God talked to Moses as a friend. He called Abraham a friend. God talked to Moses as he's talking to a friend.
Yes.
And that's what Jesus wants to do. He says, no more do I call you servant, but I call you what? Friend.
Amen. Amen.
That's why we forget those things. Whatever that's holding you back, you can forget it yesterday. And today you can start afresh because his mercy is renewed every day.
Every morning.
See, this is why we want to invite you to the family. Because it's God's desire that you don't perish. He doesn't want you to perish.
Amen.
God's desire for you to be saved, to have communion with him, to love him, to fellowship with him. That's his only desire. That's the reason why he sent Jesus Christ for you, to die for our sins. And we can live a holy life. We can live a sanctified life. Forget the old ways of the Bible says this here thing, as I close, says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you're saved. So whatever that the devil tried to bring up to you, Jesus has already paid the price for that. Go with Jesus.
Amen.
I hope this word encouraged you. I hope this word strengthened you. I hope this word in Jesus Christ's name just uplifted you even more so to keep your focus on Jesus, because nothing else matters.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. Sister Lawrence, go ahead.
Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind. And that is so true. We have to forget those things that are behind us and not carry them over, spill them over into the next day. And not let the sun go down on your anger if you are angry about something or whatever. If you can talk to that person, talk to them, or whatever the situation is. If not, pray to God about it and see what you should do, because he can resolve any situation. You know, love is a deep subject. God so loved the world, he created the world in love. He created it. I mean, God's reason for creating the world, because he loved, because of his love. You know, and it's so important for us to love others, I mean, as ourselves, if we can do that. I can share this story with you. I mean, I can remember coming up, I was always gentle and meek, but after going through so much, after people, it seemed like they get me like Jesus when you were so kind to them and so nice, looked like they spit on you and trample you down and so forth and so on. So one day, I began to ask God, and see, people were so mean. I'm like, what in the world is going on? Here I am, I'm meek, I'm trying to love everybody, trying to be nice to everybody, and every time I'd be nice, look like people would just slap me in the face, you know? And so one day I got tired, and I told God, I said, Lord, look, I'm sick of this. I said, I'll be nice to people, and they look like they, every time I be nice, look like they be mean, or, you know, they're doing things that I don't like, talking about, they doing all sorts of things. So I said, Lord, I tell you what, make me mean. I said, just make me mean. I said, because I'm sick of them. But, you know, God loves you so much, and he knows that the things that you go through, he wouldn't make me mean, though. But he knows the things that you go through. And so, like you said, we have to examine ourselves on a daily basis. I became, I developed in me an attitude that I didn't even like. I hated it. I developed an attitude. So whenever I go with places, I had that fence up. I had that fence up, that wall up. So whenever I was ready for people. Ready for them. And so I began to pray and ask God, I said, Lord, this is not me. I don't want to be like that because this is not the way you created me. And so I had to, and you have positive people, speaking people in your life and not negative, because that'll rise up in you at any time. You know, and so God loves us despite what he knows about us, because you know he knows everything about us, everything. But he still loves us. He loves us despite all the things that we've said, we've done. We have to just come to him and seek him out. And, you know, can we truly love like God loves? Can we truly love our neighbor as ourselves? We have to examine ourselves and see if we're keeping God's commandment, see if we're doing the things that God has commanded us to do. The love is so important. God's word through love, it draws people. It draws them. And so that's what we want to do, and that's what we try to do in this hour. When God sent us out to people, we don't go up to them hasty in an angry voice, and let me tell you about Jesus. We go to them in a kind voice, and we began to speak as the Holy Spirit give us utterance to those people. We began to speak to them, and the word of God draws them. You know, and like you said, the young man, when you began to speak to him, he started crying. There were some things in him that needed to come out. So we just thank God for that, amen? We thank God for it, because it's truly a blessing to be able to draw somebody by God's word and to really sincerely mean it and love doing it. We love this. We love doing God's will. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, so that's just something I wanted to share with you, you know, and you know, God's word is always, it's always loving when we go to people. It's always a loving, you know, loving word that we can give somebody that and the word draws them to Jesus, you know. So we just thank God tonight. I thank God for that message, because it truly is a good message. Love. Can we love our neighbors as ourselves, anyone else? Can we love people? Can we really do it, you know? God's love can change a life. You know, change the outcome of a life. And so, you know, so we just thank God for it. We God and give God
Amen.
The word. Dr. Hunter, you have a word? Go ahead. He's probably off. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Allen. Keep feeding
Amen.
Us. We just talk for you.
You know, it's important that we understand what the word is saying today, and it's important that we evaluate. See, we have to do it every day. Requires if God give us utterance and let us see another day. Every day is a time where we can evaluate ourselves, evaluate our position of what we see in the mirror that God allows us to see ourselves. Because that's why we can forget those things. We can fix ourselves by repentance.
Amen.
We can fix ourselves by saying this in one word, Lord, help me.
Yes,
because if you never ask, how can you get what you need? God can show you all about yourself, but it's important that we understand that we're broken vessels, but God can fix us if we ask for help. Because
Amen.
There ain't nothing impossible with the Lord. Because with God, all things are possible. If you really want to be fixed, God can fix you. If you really want to be healed, God can heal you. If you really want to be delivered, you don't have to go down to that doctor. God can deliver you. Because there's a lot of medications out there. You know, I'm not saying that God won't send you to the doctor. I'm just saying that how far are you willing to believe? But God is a deliverer, he's a healer, and he's a mind regulator. And he can do anything. And plus, he can raise you from the dead.
Yes.
Without any kind of what's that thing that shocks you? Defibrillator?
Yes.
God can do anything. That's why I'm saying when you find yourself, when you evaluate yourself, examine yourself, you can understand what we're talking about. God is a deliverer. He can fix it. All we have to do is let go of yesterday, let go of the things that hold us back, and give it to Jesus. Jesus said it like this here. He says, come unto me, all those that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We need rest. We need rest in Jesus. Because without him, we're over there working so hard to try to find him. And here it is. He's saying, take my yoke upon me because my yoke is easy. My burden is light.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Giving God it all. Giving God all of us.
Amen.
Let God be all. Let him in all of it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Praise
Dr. Hunter, did you have something to say? Did anyone on the radio have something to say? Because we open this floor up, you know, so that you can call in so that we can, you know, hear what you have to say. You probably have a testimony out there that, you know, what God did for you in delivering you, you can help somebody else. Because the Bible says that we are overcomers by the words of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb delivered you. The blood of the Lamb sets you free because you believe in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Praise God.
I thank the Lord. Go ahead.
I praise God. You know, even in John chapter 21, when Jesus was talking to Simon Peter, excuse me, he said, he asked him, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest the love I knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. So, you know, we have to do what the Lord has even called Peter to do. We have to feed the people what God has fed us. Even with our testimonies, the things that the Lord has brought us out of, even on our jobs, in the world every day. Nowadays, it's a little bit more hectic. There are more cars on the road, and you got people with road rage. You got people breaking and entering. I mean, there's so much going on. And so we still have to be able to love and to get God's word out and share our testimonies with others that they may be able to come through this thing. Because there are two people that's gone through trials and tribulations every single day. And they need to know how to come out. They need to know a man named Jesus who can do anything. You know? And so that's why we're here. We're saying if you are on the radio, you have a question, you have something to say, you have a testimony, please do share it, because people need to hear how you come out, how we come out. You know, and it's so important that people know that. And it's just a blessing to be able to share our testimonies and give God's word, the true word of God, straight from the Bible. And so I just thank God for it, because it's truly, truly a blessing, truly a blessing. I know we all have had trials, tribulations, gone to the doctors and so forth and so on. And God's word will work if you work it. It'll do what it said it'll do. He said, speak my words. He said, I'll watch over them to perform. So if we speak in God's word, it has to perform. It has to, because that's God's word. And so we just give God all the glory for what he is doing and what he is about to do in this earth and in this time, because it's so important that we know how to fight these battles. We know how to go through trials and tribulations and still give God the glory while going through. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Go ahead, Brother Allen.
I want to encourage you out there listening on Radio Land today. I want to encourage you to just take that evaluation. You know, how close can you get to Jesus? As
mm-hmm.
close as he allows you. God wants to have it all. He wants you to abide in him and he in you. You can't get closer. You got to just give it all to Jesus.
Yes.
Let him have it all.
Amen. Amen.
Just give it all to Jesus. That's what it's
Amen.
All about out there. Just give your life to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Giving your life to Jesus. And like you said, that's what it's all about, because, I mean, without Jesus, where would we be? I know there are so many that has gone astray, and even in this time, the Bible says so many will wax cold, you know,
yeah.
And that's, well, we want people to come to the first love and begin to love God and begin to speak his word, begin to meditate on his word, because we don't want to leave this world without doing everything God has us to do. Sharing the word with others and letting them know how we came through these things that we came through, the trials and the tribulations. So, you know, we don't want to wax cold. I know many of you have who have gone to church all their life. I think about the young lady that was telling me that she went to church all her life, and then after she got out of church, she started going to church. She continued to go to church, but she just became a church member because she didn't have a relationship with the Father. She didn't have a relationship with God. So by her not having a relationship with God, she got off track and began to do drugs and so forth and so on. But one day made a difference when she realized that, hey, I don't have to do this. This wasn't what I learned. And she began to come back. And once she came back, she said, I was more sincere than I was before. Amen? And that's a blessing. And even with us, even some of the people that we know and went to school with and we see right in the world, some of these people have gone to church, you know, part of their life. And once they get out and they began to mingle with other people who are not in darkness, I should say, when they start mingling around in darkness, even us, we've been there too with people, and we have to get back to ourselves. We have to get back. Wait a minute. This is going too far. But thank God for Jesus, because like he spoke these words to me, he said, I am the one who did not let you go out into the deep, because if you had, you would not have come back. So many of us wouldn't have come back, but here we are now again serving God like we should have, and more than ever. Because
mm-hmm.
now our love is greater. Amen? Our love is
Amen.
Greater for him. Because we're exercising what was in us from the beginning, what he had placed within us from the very beginning. And we got off track. But thank God for Jesus. So when we go out to give the word, we know what we're talking about, because we all have gone through something. We all have gone through something, but we came back to our first love, which is Jesus Christ. And when I see people going through situations and on drugs and alcohol and so forth and so on, it hurts me to my heart, which I've never been on either one of those, bless God. But the thing about it, when I see my sisters and brothers or the people that I went to school with having these addictions, it bothers me. And so when I ask God, when I see him, I said, Lord, give me an opportunity to speak to them. And when he gave me an opportunity, the Holy Ghost just began to speak. And I said, you know, Lord, I thank you for that opportunity, because he don't want to see them lost, and neither do we. We don't want to see them lost.
Right.
We're trying to make it in, and we want them to make it in as well. Amen?
Amen.
praise God. Praise God tonight.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Is there any with us that have a word, have a testimony, something that they would like to say? We would love to share with you. We'd love to hear what you have to say as well.
See, a lot of people back there, I know you're listening, so you can just chime in whenever you feel like it, because it's important that we give you this opportunity to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You know, this broadcast is for you to be encouraged to share your testimony of how good God has been to you, and to encourage others. You know, we need encouragement also on this radio. You know, as much as we read and study the Word of God, we can still find ourselves needing encouragement from other believers, because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. It's important that we understand, you know, when you think about how God has placed people in your path, and you minister to them, and you have this relationship with Christ, and you're letting the Holy Spirit have his way in your life, it's important that you share that with somebody.
Amen.
Don't keep it to yourself.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And you know, we have a night. Someone have something to say?
Boy, God bless you.
We have a burning desire to do God's will. I know a lot of people take it as a joke, or they come on the radio and they think it's not. This is a serious matter. It's truly serious, and that's the way we take it, because it is. And we don't come to just play around with God's word, because it's no playing matter. This is a serious matter. Because God has allowed each and every one of us to breathe his air, to get up in the morning, to go to work, to go on our journeys every day. And we ought to be saying thanks and giving God glory for that. Amen?
Amen.
So when we're on the radio sharing, it's important to receive a word as well as to give a word. Because the words are not ours. These words are Christ's, and we thank him for them, because it has brought us to where we are today. If we had not had the word, where would we be? I mean, there's many people under the bridges. There's many homeless people. There's many people in distress. There are many people sick. There are many people that's going through so many things. And prayer works. I'm here to tell you that it works. Just Lord have mercy, because he knows the best for the story, amen?
Amen.
Just Lord, so, you know, God, you give glory for it.
Thank you. That's you.
Is that somebody that has a word, or you? We really would appreciate if you were not a close. Hello?
Okay, I talk for a minute.
Okay, great.
Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we realize that you know everyone that's on this radio station. You know the ones that you're urging to be on this radio station, Father. But, Father, you said to pray for one another. And, Father, we're praying for these souls right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we call the blood of Jesus on every one of these souls right now, Father, that you would strengthen them, Father, enlighten them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever that's going on in their lives, I know you're able to fix it. I know you're able to deliver them. And Father, it's in the name of Jesus that you told us to pray for one another. And I'm praying for every one of these souls. God, I'm asking if they're touching it, if they're asking you for something, Father, if it's according to your will, grant them their request, Father, that they may know that you are there for them, Father. And Father, we thank you right now. The reason why we know that you're there for us, because you're yet alive. And yet we're yet alive, Father. You're alive forevermore. You have already died for our sins, Father, and yet you're alive forevermore. And, Father, you are the one that ordained this day, Father. You are the one that allowed this radio station to be broadcast, Father. God, you are the one that gives us life, health, and strength. And, Father, that's the reason why we lift up every one of these souls right now. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Principalities, powers, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Strongholds. Weakness in high places, spiritual weakness and darkness in high places. Lord, we bind the devil right now in Jesus' name. And, Father, we loose the angel that's encamped about us. According to Psalms 103 and 20, we loose you angels right now that are sailing straight, hearkening to the voice of the Lord thy God, to perform what's already predestined for you to perform in the lives of these souls right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're able, and, Lord, we stand on your word. And we give you back your word, Father, because you're a great God. You are careful to look over your word, Father, to perform it. And, Father, we thank you right now because not one tittle of your word is going to pass away before heaven and earth does. And, Lord, you're just that good. You're a great God, Father. You can do anything. And, Father, we pray for this country right now. We pray for war-torn countries right now, Father. We pray for our depressed countries right now, Father. Lord, that you may touch their soul right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they may look up and call on the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I thank you right now. Save, sanctify, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus, because that's what you do, Father. You did it on Calvary's cross. You tore the veil open, Father, that you made a way that we can come before you, Father, under your Son's name and in his name. And, Father, we give you the glory right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't praying for nothing.
Amen.
I believe everything that I pray for because I know God is a real God.
Amen.
This ain't no fairy tale. The Bible is not a fairy tale book. It's the living word. The Bible is the living word of God. You're finding your relationship in the word. You'll find everything that you need in the word. Amen. All you have to do is pick it up. All you have to do is read it for yourself. That's why we give you the scriptures, so that you can read it for yourself.
That's right.
If you want a life of living according to the world, guess what? You're going to get what you get. But if you want an eternal life, if you want to live in the peace, in the serenity of happiness and joy, where every one of your tears have been wiped away, then you want Jesus. That's just the bottom line of it. You have to make that choice out there, who you want, because we have already made a choice. It's going to be Jesus and nobody else. It's going to be God's way and nobody else, because we know what he done for us. We know that he brought us out of sin and shame and set our feet up on the path of righteousness. It said, walk ye and dare go in it. And here we go. God is a deliverer. You can be delivered. You can be delivered from all your faults. You can be delivered from all of the things that oppress you. It oppress you. You can be delivered. And that's what God wants you to have. He wants you to be delivered.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Go ahead, Sister Lawrence.
Amen. Praise God. You know, that is truly what it's all about. And I realize that sometimes people may come on the radio station and they may be making noises or giving or whatever. But I realized one thing. These are the ones that we're speaking to because they have no God. Because you don't make free when someone is trying to word and they're truly and seriously giving it from God's perspective. So we would appreciate if they don't respect the word of God. You know, I just give God the glory right now because I think God is not back in the Old Testament because many died for doing such things, for doing wrong things. They were just wiped out. You know what I'm saying? But because of the blood of Jesus Christ He still allowed even the mockers to live. Hallelujah. He allowed those who don't even love him and don't even respect him or his word to live.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so
amen.
When people are making mockery, when people are doing things for just the devilment of it, God is still allowing you to live. So be thankful. We're thanking God for your life as well as ours and our families. Amen. We're giving God the glory. We're praying not only because we, you know, there are some people I'm only praying them in their household and nobody else. But here we are saying, God, we're obedient. So we'll tell people about we will testify. We will be a witness to your word. And then we have those who will only pray for themselves and their families. They're selfish people. But because we love like Jesus loves, because we look for his will, we will share this. We're not selfish. Amen? And so
amen.
When we people that doesn't have the respect for the Lord Jesus Christ, that's a problem. That's a problem. They need to search the word. If you don't believe what we'll say, search the scripture for yourself and ask Jesus to come into your life that you may be saved, you and your household. Amen? So I pray that people, everyone that's listening, will open their minds and their hearts to receive God's word, to be willing to receive it, and to go and study it for yourself. Get a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself. That's why we're here, because we have one with him. We love hearing from him. We love it. Love it. What they probably love it. Love hearing from him. But that's what we're praying for everybody else, that your children and your children's children, your family won't be lost. That you will get to know him for yourself, that you may pray day in and day out, not only for just your family, but others as well, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free, because that's what Jesus came for. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's still. But even those that don't love him, he still loves them. John 3:16, he said that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever gave anything for us besides the Lord Jesus Christ, he gave his only begotten son, that we could have life. So we should be seeking him every day, every opportunity we get. Our children are living. Thank God your children are well. Thank God for that. You know, take out the time. Pray in season and out of season, because anything can happen at any moment, any given moment, to anybody in your family, those you know. So we should be giving God the glory even as we speak, saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you have done in our lives, for our children, because they're safe and they're well. So we want to give God the glory for that. We want to thank God for a lot of this opportunity to share the word of God with others. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Go ahead, brother.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes,
God
yes. Praise God. Sister Coretta, you have anything you would like to say?
Yeah, I'm just here listening to the radio station. I have my cousin here with me, Miss Linda, my sister Loretta, Kiana. They got a gigabox going on. And I told them that this is a prayer line. If they have prayer in any time, they can ask for prayer, tell a testimony. I know God's been good to me. And
amen.
My two little sisters I have here with me, we're listening to the prayer radio. And I just thankful for the word that's been going forward, putting those steps behind, pressing towards the mark.
And
we got to give God the praise. We have to fear the Lord, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
So we got to give God the praise in everything that we do.
Amen. And praise God.
We got to fear God. That's the number one thing we got to do is fear God.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
I think my cousin Linda may have a word.
Praise God.
He sang it on gospel. Man, he sang on the
Loretta, you want to say something?
Yes, my name is Loretta. I just want to thank my sister for, you know, allowing me to just come on and express myself. I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here, and I'm praying that he'll let me see Mother's Day on Sunday, and just praise him, because in time like this, we need him on our jobs and, you know, different places going on the highways and byways. You never know. But God said that, you know, we are by ourselves, and, you know, he will, you know, take care of us. I just want the prayer line to just keep praying for me and my family, that we'll go stronger in his word, get a knowledge and understanding of his word. And I just want to thank y'all.
Man.
Amen.
As I talk right there, you know, take this opportunity to express myself to everyone that's listening on this radio station. We want you to understand some things, and I'm sure the believers that know this here, the true believers I'm talking about, know this here, how sincere God is about the death of his son.
Yeah.
Just think about your own children, how sincere that you would be if one of your child was hurt. What you would go to all costs to make sure that won't happen again. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same way that God feels about his son Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why he gave him all authority.
Yeah.
When he woke up out of that grave, he said, now that they've done this here, they have to go to him. I give you all authority in heaven, on earth, and underneath the earth. I give you all this authority over everything that angels have to bow before you. Heaven and earth have to adore you. And every knee shall bow. That's how sincere God is about his son Jesus. That's how serious God is about his word that came down here wrapped in flesh, that dwelled among men. He said, I'm going to let them know me in a physical sense. I'm going to wrap myself in this flesh so they can know my ways, my demeanor, and how much I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same thing that God, that's the same way that we have to reverence Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing, because no one can get to the Father but by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells us that in order for us to get to Jesus, we have to reverence him in the fear that he's due. I mean, God does not just speak idly out. If he wants to speak idle words, every one of those words would be performed.
Amen.
God is careful to speak what he says, and his word is accomplishing exactly what it set out to accomplish.
Amen.
That's why we have to take the Bible serious. That's why we have to understand that the God that we serve is a God of all creation. There's a lot of beautiful things on this earth. There's a lot of places that we've never seen. White sand beaches, mountains, hills, valleys, flowers, animals, all these different creations up on this earth, different continents that's having seasons. When we're in winter season, they're having harvest season. There's a lot of beautiful things that's on this earth, but Jesus created it all.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you not fear God that can do all that?
Wow.
And if you want to make it, if you want to make it personal, look at this here. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. And the Bible says, and God made man from the dust of the ground. There's no other doctrine in this here world. All these other doctrines that they have out. There's no other Bible, the Quran, all this other stuff. There's no other Bible that says that God made man.
Come on.
They're trying to lose the dignity of God by saying that God didn't do it, but God made man in his image. We are made perfectly from God.
Amen.
And shouldn't we not fear that?
Amen.
Should we not reverence God? And guess what? You want to be ready. You don't know how much time you have in the Bible, appointed time. You don't know how much time you have. And you wasting your time about doing what? And you're not fearing God and being ready to go back with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how wise is that for you not to reverence Jesus and be ready and have this relationship built with him? Amen. I'm done.
That's true. Should reverence God in all things. Give him praise for all things because he did create us. He created us. He made us in his image. So we should give him all the glory. We should reverence him every day. Every day that we wake up, we should reverence God for all the things that he has done in this earth. We see so many things that God has truly done in this earth, and we should reverence him. We should give God the glory because it's so important that we give God all the praise. It's so important. It's truly important. And for us not to reverence God and give him the glory, it's not even, you know, that's not even something that we should not be doing. We should be doing it on a daily basis. Like I said earlier, he allows us to wake up in the morning and go forth on our jobs and out in the world round and about. So we should reverence him. We should give him all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Even Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, and he even came to Jesus and was inquiring. You know, how can a man be born again? He wanted to know this. He was a ruler of the Jews, but he wanted to know, how can I be born again? You know, and that's many of us. I mean, we should come back to Jesus. Come back to him. Like you said, that's the ultimate through the Son, through Jesus Christ. So we should be inquiring. Those who don't know him, who doesn't have a personal relationship with him, should be inquiring. And we as believers, We should have a deeper personal relationship with him. Amen. So we thank God for it because it's so important that we reverence him. We give him all the glory because of all the things that he has done. I mean, he don't need us. Like you say, we don't know the day of the hour. Let's work while it's day because we don't know. We don't know the day of the hour. You know, we don't know when the last time is. We see today they gone tomorrow. And I was remembering what you said a couple of weeks ago about your friend who died with his wife in his arms. So, I mean, we don't know. You know, and so you want to treat people. I was just telling a lady the other day, I said, you know what? I said, we want to love people and treat them kind. I said, because we don't know that you don't want your last words to somebody to be ugly. And then they die, you die. You know, you don't want your last words to be ugly. To have kind words to everybody. You know, ask God to help us because, like I said, you don't want your last words to be ugly words to people. So we want to just want to give God all the glory. We want to do what God called us to do in this day and time. We want to work while it's day because we don't know the day or the hour. Amen?
Amen.
God. Praise God. Go ahead,
amen.
Brother Allen.
Amen. I'm saying concord with Sister Dolores. You know, it's important that you understand that this time concept that we live in on this side of Earth, because time is running out. People are dying every day. They don't have to be shot, but it's important that we reverence Jesus. We reverence the deity of the Son of God. That we give him all of our reverence, that we worship him in the spirit and in truth, that we recognize that if it had not been for Jesus, this world would not exist. If Jesus would have failed in one one tittle of the of fulfilling the law, we wouldn't be here today. That's how serious it is. That's how serious God is about his word.
Yes.
And so that's why Jesus is saying like this here, I must work the work of him that sent me, because night cometh when no man can work. The night is falling on some people today. Where it won't be, their work is over.
Amen.
That's why we want to get busy right now. We want to tell you about giving your life to Christ. We want to compel you about evaluating your life so that you can give your life to Jesus. We want to lift you up. We want to encourage you. What are you holding for in the world? The world cannot give you heaven. Nothing in this world can compare to heaven. Nothing.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, eyes have not seen nor entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. Now, do you truly love the Lord? Are you a part-time Christian?
Yes.
What kind of relationship are you building with the Lord? Are you a social media guy? You just socially want to come to church, and then after church is over, you go back to doing your same old thing. Which part of it? This relationship that we're building is in Christ 24 hours a day, because we want to be found ready, because we know the love of God. It compels us to do the right thing. It compels us to sing praises to him and to magnify his name, because he's worthy to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun, the going down of the saints, he's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
I love the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, and you know, it's like John said it in the book of John. It said John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing except to be given from heaven." We don't receive anything good, anything, unless it's from heaven. So we should be praising God, giving God the glory, because God has done so much for us. I know a lot of us can testify in our families, a lot of us can testify that of our doctor's reports or other testimonies that we may have of ourselves and others that we know. You know, so God is so good to us. We should be praising him. I know I do. I praise him on a daily basis. I got things that I listen to while I'm working, and to help me to stay focused. We want to stay focused on the word of God and not lose focus, because in this world it's so easy to get caught up if you're not focused. We have to stay focused on the word of God. Everything is so much is going on in the world. Every time you turn around, they are robbing, stealing, and kidding. I was watching the news the other night, got a glimpse of it, where over in Hearn, Texas, they shot this 93-year-old woman to death. The police shot her 5 times, they say. She's a 93-year-old black woman, and somebody had called the police, and when they got there, they said that she didn't drop the gun. I don't know, and I guess they don't know the story either, but he shot the 93-year-old woman 5 times. You know, yes, and so, you know, everything is happening in the world. I mean, so much is going on. We should be thanking God. People have no regard for life, no regard for life. You know, they'll kill you on the spot, you know, and rob you, steal and kill. That's why we can't store up our treasures here on earth, where thieves will break in, you know. Because, I mean, it's so much going on. They're breaking in, they're robbing, stealing, and killing everywhere you look. Every time you turn on the TV, there's they robbing, stealing, and killing. And not at night now, not just at night, in the daytime, they're breaking in houses. So we should be reverencing God and giving him the glory for keeping us safe, putting their heads of protection around our families and friends, those we know. We should be praising God for that. Amen? Because it's so crucial. It's so crucial to give God glory and honor for protecting us, going to our jobs, coming from our jobs. I was watching the news a couple of weeks ago, and I seen where and a FedEx employee went in and shot some of the employees there, you know. So we got to give God the glory and praise him and thank him for protecting us, because we don't know what may happen. Satan is on his job, and we got to be on ours. I don't give him no glory, but I tell you one thing. We got to praise God. We need to give him more time than we have been given. We need to just keep him with us and on our lips at all times, serving him, giving him glory, honor, and praise. And every opportunity that he allows us to have, we should be reverencing him and doing his will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So we praise God. I mean, it's nothing like getting together, praising God, doing God's will. We see a lot of souls out there that are, some people have fallen down, and they just need a hand to get back up. Sometimes we just got to ask God for that opportunity to talk to somebody. Just one word of God can raise somebody back up, and they can go running again and serve God like they did from the first, you know. So we just need to do that at all costs. Just begin to praise God and give God the glory every chance we get and every opportunity we get to share the word, the true word of God. We should do that. Amen.
Amen. I mean, I just feel led again to pray, you know, and to pray for the people that's on this radio station and to lift them up before the Lord. You know, the Bible talks about if you can touch and agree with me, I don't need to know your circumstances, but it's good to pray in complete, you know, not general, but complete honesty what you're asking. You know, when you ask for something, Jesus said it like this here. What one of you, if your son asked for a piece of bread, would you give him a serpent? So what I'm saying is that being specific now about what you're praying for. It's time for us to be specific about what we really need from the Lord. See, God already knows. See, we can pray a general prayer, which is fine. You know, the Our Father's prayer is a general prayer, but it says like this here. And give us this day our daily bread. That's a complete general prayer for this day. But through this day, you need some deliverance. Through this day, the devil tried to attack you at 11 o'clock with a headache.
Jeez.
Through this day, the devil tried to almost had that wreck. Through this day, you found out your brother got sick. The specific prayers for specific answers by believing. All you got to do is believe. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for this unction to pray for every one of these souls that's on this earth, that's listening up on this radio station right now, even their adjoining families and families from past relationship, whatever. I'm praying for them also, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because you know why, Lord? Because you're just that kind of great God. Amen. You can answer my prayer. You can answer their prayer, Father, as we touch and agree right here upon this earth. I don't know how many people on this radio station, Father, but you do. And, Father, you told me in your word, if two or three are gathered in your name, that you would be in the midst. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for being in the midst of this prayer. I thank you for working it out for their behalf, and I bind the devil right now that tries to lie to them, steal, kill, and destroy their joy, their peace, their blessing in the name of Jesus. We break every stronghold in that, what name? Jesus. In your name, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, Father, because what we're asking for, Father, we want it to be found being in your will. Lord, if it's not in your will, don't give it to us, Father. But Father, if it's in your will, we give you the glory right now, because we're in praise, the prayer of faith, and the Bible says that prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord, we thank you, and you shall do it, Father, because we know that you can do anything. And we thank you right now, Father. Church right now, Father. Deliver right now, Father. Oh, God, we pray for the church right now, Father. The fivefold ministry of the church, Father. We pray for the seven candlesticks of the church, Father. The seven angels over these churches right now, Father. Lord, we pray that they would come to every complete repentant heart, and they will seek you like no other, that they never seek you before, Father. Help us to seek you right now, Father, with all costs, Father. Help us to lay down prostrate before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, deliver right now, Father. Open up every eyes, Father. The Bible says, he who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Holy Spirit, that's you. Say it to the church, Father, that we may do it, Father. Say it to the church that we may manifest your name, Lord Jesus. Say it to the church that souls may be won in your kingdom, Father. Say it to the church, Father, that the soul will not be lost, Father. Say it to the church that the soul that sinned shall repent, Father, and turn to a true and living God. And, Lord, we thank you right now. We bind every devil that tries to come up against that soul. We bind every lying spirit that tries to come up against that soul in the name of Jesus, Father. But, Lord, we loose that angel right now in Jesus' mighty name, Father, that he would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be changed for the rest of his life, Father. And, Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless God. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank God. Thank God. I just want to say that, you know, I'm like the lady at the well, you know. I want a drink of that water that Jesus has, you know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, and as I was reading, you know, and it said of Samaria to draw water, Jesus said unto her, give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask thee of a drink, which am a woman of Samaria, but to Sidons with the Samaritans? Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. For she got excited. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. For which thou hast living water. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? She didn't know who he was speaking to at that point. He answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And that's what we are searching for. We want that everlasting life.
Yes.
That spring up and give us everlasting life. That's what we want. You know, we're praising God for that right now. Call those out as though they are. We want that everlasting water.
Yes.
Everlasting water. That's what we want. And that's what we praise God for preparing that for us. Amen? So that we
Amen.
Drink of that water, we never thirst again. Because guess what? It's everlasting. It's everlasting. He already told us it's everlasting. You'll never thirst again. Ain't that wonderful? Man,
Amen.
That's an awesome God. That's an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. Praise God for it. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for that word because it's just the soul that he would give it to freely. I mean, free, everlasting life, you know, and it just bring up in you. So it's just a blessing to know that, to read God's word, to meditate on it, and accept it, to believe, have faith and believe in it, you know. So we just give God the glory for that. It's truly, truly a blessing. Sister Coretta, do you have anything that you'd like to say, or anyone else on the radio?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just listening in on the messages that y'all talking on about this living water. About the lady at the well.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's
just thanks for that. I can go to the Father in Jesus' name, and whatever I need, I can ask him.
Amen.
You don't have to go everywhere else looking for all kinds of things, thirsting for after this and thirsting for after that. He wants you to come to him because there's life in him.
Amen.
And forevermore. Because, see, the things that we see with our eyes, this temporary, this stuff is going to fade away. We want to be where God is in our life.
Yeah.
Serving him in spirit and in truth.
Yes. Yeah.
And for eternity.
Amen.
The thing that's not seen is eternity. And that's what I'm living for, to live again. Because there's so much negativity and stuff out there. You go on these jobs and stuff. And, I mean, you just have to stay prayed up. And I just thank God that I have him in my heart.
Amen.
That I'm not sinning against.
Amen.
And just constantly sharing the word of God to people that don't even have a clue. Just go about everyday life, just going, thinking they got it made every day. So I just thank God for what he's doing in my life, that I can be able to share the word of God to people that don't know him in the part of the scene, because he is a true living God. And I thank him for everything he's doing for me and my family, and I just give him the praise, because if it had not been for him on my side, I don't know where I would be at. I just thank the Lord for Jesus. I just thank him. I just give him the glory. And I thank God for the saints that's on this prayer line for ministering to me, because Sister Dolores, you've ministered to me. Evangelist Kevin, you have ministered to me. I just thank God for y'all coming in my life, ministering to me, because there's some things that I didn't know. I'm still learning things. And I just give God the praise. And I just ask him just to keep lifting y'all up, and y'all just keep exalting God and just humbling yourself. And I thank y'all for everything y'all doing. And it's going to pay off.
Amen. We thank you for that, Sister Loretta. We just give God the glory, because it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's God, you know, that he allow us to share the word, to do what he called us to do. And we're eager to do that. And we're still learning as well. And we just give God the glory for that. We meditate on his word. We read his word. We study his word. And we ask God to open up our understanding, to bless us as we go forth on a daily basis to do his will. So we're just grateful for that he allows us to do that. So it's just truly a blessing. So I just want to thank God that he allows us all together, because we all need help. And as Evangelist Allen said a little while ago, iron sharpens iron. So we need each other. And there's no one person that knows it all. And so we have to come together and share with one another and help each other. And pray for each other as well, because it's so important. Like we said, so much going on a daily basis. And who knows where we would be on our job, off our job, even on my job. I mean, there are things going on, even out in the world. And we have to be able to just go and pray and talk to God about these things, because the thing about it is there are people that don't know Christ. There are people that don't want to know him. And there are people that go on their way, you know, thinking that they can do things on their own, which we know not. That's why we are here. That's why we try to share the word and try to learn as much as we can, because we know it's important in this day and this time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
For y'all, you know, you're out there that's listening on the radio. We thank you for being able to listen to the radio and, you know, tune in to us, because this is what it's all about. It's not about us. I want you to understand that. It has nothing to do with us. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
The reason why we're here is because of Jesus. Nothing else, no other reason why we exist is because we're not our own.
Hallelujah.
You know, you think about this morning at 6:30 this morning, you know, we could have took our last breath. It's not about us. Think about 11:30, just going to lunch. You may have not ever made it back from lunch,
come on.
From
taking off. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. He's the one that created time. So mm-hmm. that's why we give God all the glory. That's mm-hmm. why we thank him for what he's doing for us in this life right now that we're living. We thank God mm-hmm. for what he's doing for us. Because if mm-hmm. it had not been for Jesus, you don't know where we'd be. Do you remember when you was back in your sinful days and you got so drunk or got so discouraged that you wanted to hurt yourself? I mean, mm-hmm. just think about that. The devil had you thinking that you wanted to hurt your own self.
Whew.
And you were dying into it.
Yeah.
But with God's grace and his mercy,
yeah.
I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And right now, you may be thinking just because you're drinking a beer and you're listening to us, or you may be smoking a cigarette, that the devil ain't trying to keep the lie to you. Oh, this man, you've been smoking for 30, 20 years. He ain't hurting you yet.
I see that.
But he's just lying to you.
Amen.
Because if you keep smoking, it only takes a little time before you have lung cancer.
That's right.
I mean, just one drink, you know, can render you really defenseless. Because, you done popped so many beer cans that you don't know that one could just do it.
My.
That's by God's grace and mercy. You know, you think about all this here.
Hey.
You think about having an altercation with somebody, a stranger, and that you're used to doing it all the time, having an altercation right down the highway. And then this one time, that person could say, well, no, I'm not going to do with this here. I'm just gonna kill you and go on.
Jeez.
Things happen like that every day.
Jesus.
People are breaking into people's houses, killing people every day.
Oh,
children are suffering every day. People are losing their jobs every day. Life is just like that. People are losing their life just like they just get a job.
Come on.
That's why we reference Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why we pray for one another. That's why we are exalting you to give your life to Jesus. That's why we encourage you to keep going. Whatever you do in this lifetime, if you don't get anything from me, from this other radio station, from me, do not leave the Lord.
Amen. Don't give up on me.
Whatever you do, do not leave the Lord. I don't care how bad it may seem.
Hallelujah.
Do not leave the Lord. I don't care. You may have been through all kinds of stuff. You may have lost job after job after job behind your drinking, behind your drug addiction. But do not leave the Lord. Call upon him.
Why he might be done.
Call upon him.
Yeah, hallelujah. Jesus.
Because
hallelujah.
that brings to me the mind about the rich man and the poor beggar Lazarus. The Bible talks about Lazarus died, and the angels carried him into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died, and was buried, and lifting up his eyes in hell, being in torment. He saw Lazarus afar off. Lazarus had a relationship with Jesus.
He got that relationship with Jesus.
All that pitifulness that Lazarus had. He said that Lazarus was so pitiful, he couldn't help himself. First, they laid him at the rich man's gate, designed to be fed from his crumbs that fell off his table. And then on the top of that, get this here, the dogs came and licked his wounds to soothe him. That's in the Bible. But he didn't leave Jesus.
See that?
He did not leave Jesus.
Yeah.
Think about it. This man was bad. He was in a bad condition. But he didn't leave Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm telling you today, I'm encouraging you, whatever you do, do not leave the Lord.
Amen.
You may run away from your town. You may go to another city. You may go to another state. You may even get on a plane trip and go to another country and never come back to this state. But whatever you do, do not leave the Lord.
Amen.
Do not leave the Lord.
He's able. Amen.
The Bible talks about what shall separate us from the love of God?
Nothing.
We separate him. We separate ourselves from him. We can't separate us. He can't separate himself from us, but we separate ourselves willingly from him.
Come on.
And I'm encouraging you today, do not leave the Lord. Don't leave him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're going to need him.
Thank you, Lord. Woo.
Amen.
You're going to need the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Amen. God is there for you. Listen to the Lord. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. He is there for us. You know, we have to be, in this day and time, we have to be so prayerful, I would say. But see, the devil starts with just a little bit, and he increases. That's why we see so many, drunken drivers, people drinking and driving on the highway, running over people and all that. And you would think that one time would be enough. And they say, well, I'm not going to do that no more. But, you know, you see them time after time after time again getting off the highway drunk. And after you see so many people going through the same thing, that should be an example right there. And so many people have gotten on the highways and byways and ran over people being drunk. But that still don't deter these people. They still think that they can do this. But that's the work of the devil. That's the work of the devil, because he get them caught up in thinking, okay, well, I can do it. They couldn't do it, but I can. And then there's another tragedy. But you know, if they would stop and take a like you said, a second look at themselves, examine themselves, they wouldn't want to do this. But still, and yet they go out and do it. You know, and so that's what people need to realize is what's happening to them. Take a look at yourself, see where you are. You know, and it's so that we know who we are in Christ. And those who don't know, we need to share with them whatever we get that opportunity. Amen. But I want to say, out of John, chapter 4, when the disciples were talking about eating, and then they said, Master, you can eat. But he said unto them, I can eat. But we love. And the disciples, I mean, they were fucking disciples for something to eat. But he said, my meat here is the Philip that said it is work. And so that's what we are doing.
Amen.
I don't know if somebody in the air or some radio is something.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
We're encouraging.
Yes.
Hey, go ahead.
Because the Lord has, he has given us that same, he has blessed us. And so he said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do the will of God when we are out sharing his word with other people, because we see that the need is desperate. The need is so desperate in every area. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few, faithful. So that's what we're calling for in this day and time, because we need to be able to go out and give the word and to do God's will, because that's what Jesus came for, to do the will of God, to give us life, everlasting life, that we may have everlasting life if we believe in him and to keep his commandments and to do his will. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Allen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we understand, you know, as we're encouraging you tonight, you know, because I just think it's being led through the Spirit that we encourage you tonight to evaluate.
Yes.
You know, the word came to us tonight about forgetting those things that are behind you.
Amen.
And pressing forward. Forgetting the old things, forgetting your old life, and pressing forward to the newness of life.
Amen.
So you can have joy in the midst of where you live at right now by forgetting those things.
Amen.
By saying, I'm gonna live for the Lord. Once you make that choice right there, your life is changing right then. The second that you make the split second you choose Jesus, Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And it's time for you to live for Him.
Amen.
And give Him all the glory.
Amen.
That's what it's all about right there.
Amen.
Giving God all the glory.
Yes. Amen.
And we love the Lord. Dr. Honey, you have anything to add? Lord, go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. And that is so true. We have to give God all the glory and praise Him each and every day. Like you said, there's so many things going on in the earth. I mean, things that you wouldn't even imagine. Even young children are doing that you know, normally back in our day we wouldn't see. You know, we didn't hear about. But now it's so prevalent. So many things are going on. I mean, every time you don't even want to turn on the TV, because every time you turn it on the radio, you hear something, the perversion that's going on in the earth. I mean, so many things are going on. Okay, you're thinking, what in the world? You know, but it's so much going on. These demons are—they're loose and they're doing everything possible that they can to destroy the lives of people. And that's why it's so crucial and so important for us to pray for one another, pray for the world, pray for our leaders, because they need it so much. They need prayer. They're making laws on a daily basis, and guess what? Our leaders are breaking them as well. They get drunk driving down the highway. So it's just so much going on that we need to stay on our bending knees day in and day out without ceasing. And like I said, even on our jobs out in the world, I hate to even sometimes get on the highway. I used to travel a lot. I don't do it as much as I used to, because now you drive down the highway, you've got so much crazy stuff going on. People doing everything. They're not paying attention. They're running over people. They're on their cell phones. They're on computers. They're doing everything. And so now is crucial time. Like you said, Brother Allen said, we should be praying at all times because it's so much going on. When you get to your job, put and fro from your job, safe and sound, your family members and friends, we should be praising God, giving God the glory, because there's so much going on in the earth, so much going on. So we should keep a prayer at our lips at all times, praying for our friends, praying for those we don't know. You know, and even I was watching TV, I think, the other day, and they were talking about abortions and how they're giving so many abortions and all kinds of things going on. And, you know, your mind, when you see this kind of stuff and you hear it, it's just, I mean, it's like, Lord, what is really going on? But God has told us about these things from the beginning, that things will be happening. So we as a body of Christ have to come together and we have to pray and love one another. That's another thing we should do. Love one another. We got to love one another. We got to come together and pray for one another and love one another as well. And I know that sometimes stuff is hard to do, because let me tell you something. There's temptation, and there's people out there to tempt you with all kinds of things, and even tempt to anger. They try to make you mad. They try to do little things. They try to do little petty things on your job, out in the world, at the stores, and all kinds of things and places that they do things. So that's why we as Christians, we have to keep prayer at our lips at all times, and keep the word of God in our heart, because there is all kinds of things going on in the world today, and it's so easy to become upset and to say or do something that we don't mean. So that's why we have to constantly every day asking God to help us. Amen. Because it's truly needed. It's truly needed. And so I just thank God tonight. I give God the praise, because He has done so much for us, and He still is. And I thank God for allowing us to keep His word close by us. Keep His word close by us and in our hearts. And we can come to one another. And like a pastor was saying the other night, he said, you know, pastors need prayer too. Because where can they go if you know, when they meet? We have to come to each other. We have to come to each other for prayer. When one gets weak, but when we need somebody to talk to, we need to know that they're there. Amen? And not just, we're not by ourselves. We do have Christian sisters and brothers that we can talk to. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you know. And so so as we go about our daily business, I pray and ask God. I try to remember and pray and ask God every morning, Lord, if there be an opportunity for me to hear a word, let me hear it. If there be an opportunity for me to give a word, let me give it. Because everybody goes through something, and you never know it. And sometimes people may say things to you, and it doesn't even have anything to do with you. It's a root to that thing, and it's not directed at you, but it comes out as if it is. So we have to ask God for that discerning spirit. So we can go about our day doing what God called us to do, not in anger. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I just give God the glory for that, for keeping us. I say this, I thank God for keeping us because we can't keep ourselves. And we need him. We truly need him in our daily walk of life. We need the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead, Brother Allen.
I'm in agreement with everything that's been said tonight, you know, about us being aware of what's going on in this world. See, it's important that you understand that the world is going to do what they're doing, but it's important what Jesus says, be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to be ready is for us to have a relationship with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. We need to have this relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's important that we understand.
Amen. Yeah.
It's important that we understand that we need to have this relationship with him. Because without this relationship, we don't know where we'd be.
That's right.
Here
is the Lord, the beginning of wisdom.
We got to give Jesus everything.
Amen.
We got to give him everything.
Amen.
Amen. It's righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. We have to give him our all. Because one thing about it, if we don't give him our all, he can't give us his all. You know. So we wanna praise God and we wanna praise God on a daily basis and keep God's word at our lips. I mean, because we never know who may need great. We may never know who we may need to see. Tell me, said, well, you know, there are some times that they have talked to people who wanted to commit suicide. They have talked to people who were concentrating on killing their families and then themselves and so forth and so on. And now we see that happening.
And in the gap. In a scene.
Amen. And so I look at it like if somebody had a, even when I think about, well, I won't call the name, but anyway, when I think about people that's doing it, you know, your heart goes out because you're thinking, where was they friends?
Right.
Where are they friends? I mean, these people are, you mean to tell me your friend committed suicide? I mean, where was your friend? We got to let people know, I'm here for you.
You have to.
Yeah, we need to let people know that, even young children, because it's so crucial. Because the thing about it is, when I hear that on TV or when I hear people are committing suicide, killing themselves and their families, it's almost in a disbelief to think that somebody will do such a thing. But when you don't have Jesus, anything can happen. So that's why we gotta stick with him. We gotta stick with the word because we don't know the day or the hour. I mean, somebody could break in your house. I mean, and there are people who truly get depressed and contemplate killing their families. You know, the pressure gets so hard on them, and that's why people need to know Jesus. It's good to know. That song says, good to know Jesus. It's good to know him. Because I'm going to tell you, you can call on him at any time, day or night. Day or night.
Yeah.
And I all have experiences. We all have gone through some things that we had to lay awake at night and couldn't call on nobody but Jesus.
That's
but
right.
Jesus. And that's why I tell people, keep bread at your lips at all times, like the Lord told me, because foolishness is not going to get it. I hear a lot of people, they get around people, and you can hear them out in the valley in the streets, and they're talking foolishness to one to another. I know my cousin, he got killed by talking foolishness. He got killed for talking foolishness. He and another guy was joking, and all of a sudden the joke turned seriously, and the guy ended up killing him. So that's why we don't want to engage in foolish talk, because you don't know the next person. The next person may be thinking like you thinking. You laughing and joking, and they taking it serious. And then he ended up killed. So we have to be careful and engage in people who are talking foolishness. That's why the Bible said, what does light have to do with darkness? We can't engage in that with that. We can give them the word and we move on. And if they want it, if they truly want the word, they're going to seek after you some more, seek after the word they began to study for themselves. They'll seek the Lord out for themselves. So we can't engage in foolishness and foolish talk because it gains nothing. The flesh gains nothing. So we don't need to engage in it. So we have to keep the word at our lips because you never know the mind of a person. And you never know. I remember watching the news, and one lady was saying that a man broke into her house, and he broke in to rob her, and she got to talking about Jesus, and then she led him to Jesus, and the law came to him in jail, but she led him to Jesus before he went. So we have to keep God's word, and in that hour, God will give you what to say. He will give the word to say. So we just have to be prayerful and keep the word at our lips at all times because we never know. We never know the day or the hour. We never know what people are thinking. We never know how they think. We don't know the mind of the next person. We don't know the mind. So getting around people talking foolishness and drinking and plotting, and I was just watching TV couple of days ago, I believe it was, well, they had a party. And I guess went back and forth, and guess what? They end up killing a 20-year-old young man. 20-year-old, life gone down the drain. Some people, those who don't know Christ have no regard for your life or mine. So that's why we have to pray and thank God for that head that he has around us, that nothing can harm us. Because these people nowadays, they don't know Christ and where they come from. Some of them, Christ wasn't preached to them, so they don't know him. They don't have a relationship with him, and some households don't have a relationship with him. So that's why it's important for us to pray and give God the glory. Amen?
Amen.
And keep our lips at all times so that your family. So we must do that. Amen? Thank God and give God the first to school and honor to serve for the kingdom, God of God. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. It's truly a trust God with all the things that's going on in the world. When I see people more concerned about their sons and daughters having clothes and cars and so forth and so on, like I told them, look, you'd rather for your children to be dressed nice and their head empty. They don't have anything solid, any wisdom. But you want them to
that what you wear, what you put on.
Yeah. The Bible said don't worry about it. But a lot of people do. They worry about what they're going to wear their children, what they're going to put on, and try to go out and get the most expensive thing. And guess what? They don't have wisdom at all while they're wearing these $50 clothes. And they try to the bomb expensive clothes and tennis shoes. Please.
Yeah.
Teach children something that's going to be everlasting.
Yes,
you
yes.
Because the clothes is not going to make a difference.
Amen, amen. Be content with whatever you have. Amen.
And so when I see people out, especially when a new product come out and people setting up 2 or 3 days and weeks ahead outside of business waiting for it to open product, I'm like, Jesus Christ. You know, how in the world would you sit up all night long? And you know, the sad part about it is they're out there with their children with this nonsense. So people are conformed to this world because it's all about what the world has to offer. And that's why we can't store up our treasures here. Even Jesus, when Satan offered him the world, he said, "I give you all this." Jesus rebuked. He didn't accept that. So you know, he said, "I should live by bread alone." You know, we can't live by with all this stuff in the world. All this here is gonna gain us nothing. I don't care how many clothes you have, shoes, cars, houses. I was just watching TV the other night and seeing where this man. These people was renting a mansion. I don't know what went on, but guess what? Somebody killed all four of them and their children, too. That's not trying to gain the whole world and lose your soul. Come on. It's gaining the whole world and losing your soul. It's not worth it.
It's not
worth it. So a lot of people love to have those things, and like I said, it's all right to have them if God give them to you. If God give them to you, he bless you with them, they're yours. You can keep them. You can have them. But the thing about it,
he said he had all those things to you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. And, amen.
Amen.
Is it anybody else out there who have a word or testimony or have something to share with us? We would love to hear from you. A prayer request, we would love to hear from you. Amen. Praise God. Brother Ellen, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And praise
I'm still
God.
Here, and I'm enjoying what we got going on tonight. I'm enjoying
Amen.
How the movement of the Lord is. It's the encouragement that we understand what's going on.
Amen.
So we can move on and encourage others to know that time is running out, and we're encouraging you to just give it all up to Jesus.
Amen.
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 That's it.
Amen.
God, praise
Dr.
God.
Dr. Hunter, how are you doing? Is Dr. Hunter there? Amen. Well, we move on in the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Praise
yes.
God. It's so important now that when we come across people with children, you know, I remember when the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, I was desperately praying to God because I've seen so many children of especially African American children. I've seen so many of young children, and they were having children, and they was cursing their children. And the Lord told me, he said, go and tell them not to curse their children. He said, don't they know? He said, tell them. Every word, negative word that they speak over them, Satan waiting to carry it out.
Right.
So when we see them in stores and round about and the parks and the highways and byways cursing their children and saying all these things, they don't know Satan is waiting right there to carry it out because it's just as good to say a good word as the bad one. You know,
right.
And we need to start teaching our children, start letting them know that, hey, you can teach your children things other than bad words.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can learn anyway. But we need to begin to teach them the word of God. Teach them, tell their generation, and they can tell their generation, bring them up in Christ. The Bible says raise up a child in the way he should go, and he won't depart. So that's what we should be doing. And every time I see a young person or any other person with children, teaching them and saying things to them that they should not say, it kills my spirit. Because of the fact that this has gone on too long, and we bind that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus, that people don't know how to raise their children without saying the curse word over them. Don't know how to raise them without saying, oh, yeah, we're going to give them drink. We want them to dance. We want them to do this. They learn all that anyway. But teach them something that's just passing. Teach them the word of God. And when they go out like the prodigal son, hallelujah, when they go out like the prodigal son and waste all their inheritance, they can come back.
Right.
Because they have a word in them. They have a word. But if you don't have a word, if you don't have a word, if you don't get to a word quick tomorrow, you can be lost.
Amen.
To raise their children in the way they go. So they won't depart. We see too many young African children departing from the word of God when their ancestors have prayed for years and years, out in the field, sweating hard, getting paid nothing, working for almost free. And then now your children robbing, stealing the children, is this how you pay them?
Come on.
This how you pay your ancestors who worked like slaves and some were slaves. Is this how you repay them? By robbing, stealing the children, wearing your pants down to your knees. Is this
Come
how
on.
You repay them for the sweat that they sweat? Some died for them. They died for this. Some died for it. Is this how you repay them? And see, mothers and fathers need to start standing up and saying, no longer will we accept this, and begin to rebuke that thing, and you're not coming in my house. I ain't talking to you, John, but this demon ain't coming in here with you. This demon got, you know, ain't no room in here for you. You can't come in. John, come on. But demon, you got to know, rebuke that thing in the name of Jesus. So we need to come together. We need to begin to pray against that nonsense. And like I said, these children are paying your parents and grandparents' ancestors back by doing stupid things. We need to start praying against that the Lord may come in and answer our prayers. Because it's more important that we save a life than to go out and buy things and have a nice house and all. There's nothing wrong with it, and we enjoy it. We enjoy nice houses. I know I enjoy nice houses, clothes, shoes. I'm a shopper. I used to be, but I stopped doing that because I had too many. But the thing about it is you want to teach your children and your children's children. Because like I said, all this process that's going on, the Lord spoke to me and he told me, he said, I want you to pray for young African-American men. And I said, oh, Lord. I said, I don't know what to say. I said, let the Holy Ghost speak. And God began to show me. He said, you see what they're doing? He said, they're going to prison like they're going to college.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to pray for them. I said, Lord, I pray for them. He said, because you know what? He said, all of the hard work. Your parents, I told a young man about a week or two ago, he came to me. See, I've been knowing him, and he talked a lot of nonsense. But I told him, I said, look, don't you grieve your mother to her grave. God had me to talk to him. You stop grieving your mother. Don't grieve her to her grave, hating that she had you. Because this is not the way she saw you turning out. But now you're grieving her to her grave. Come on, we need to come against this type of foolishness. Because some of these they go into prison, they go into jail every week, and getting out grieving their parents to their grave. And we got to come against it. Who have children saying, oh, I hope they all go to the pen. Oh, Lord, I hope they all. Who have children and pray such a thing? Nobody. You want the best. Don't know how to give them the best because you haven't been praying for the best. Because if you pray for the best, you can get the best. You and your household. But nobody's everybody's got lack. They become complacent. So guess what? Satan running rampant through their houses, grabbing up their children and them too. Amen? The grown-ups, the children. He going through the house getting everybody. Because nobody's listening. Nobody's praying. Those who are not praying, you can tell. Because guess what? Satan running rampant through the house and getting their children and all of that. So we got to start telling them, y'all got to begin to pray. You got to come back to Jesus. Get back to your first love. So Satan can't run rabbit to your house. You can't come here and just run rabbit.
Wants to do us good. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And should fear God and hate evil and hurt and hate the things of the devil. We should hate and fear the Lord. Because God is good. He wants to do us good.
Amen.
Seek him. Seek his kingdom first. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We got to seek his kingdom.
Amen.
It is his kingdom. Peace, love, and joy. We have to seek those things.
Amen. Amen.
And be found doing the will of the Father. We have to be found doing the will of God.
Amen.
Prayer line every Friday night is open. People need this. People need that. You gotta go out there and search and find. He said, if you seek, you're going to find. If you knock, the door's going to be open.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's what we have to do. The word is being taught, is being preached, but where's the people at?
Amen. Amen.
It's being taught. It's like I was telling my sister and my cousin tonight. I was telling them, if you be afraid to speak before the people, God said he's gonna be ashamed to own you before the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
So
amen.
You talk about everything else, and you do this and you do that. You need a relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. And while you have time, you don't know how much time you have left.
Amen.
We see the things that's going on in this world. We see things that's going on. And yet we're still doing this and we're still doing that, this and that and that and this, day by day, every day, day by day. And it's time out for some things. It's time to just serve God with your whole heart and fear the Lord. It's time out. Try Jesus. Just try Jesus. Try. Give your life to Jesus. Try everything else. Why not try Jesus? Somebody that's going to save your soul.
Yeah.
From a burning hell.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
That is so. But the problem is like they all they used to say when the cat is away, the mice are play. So people have put God's word down for the world and for the things of the world. And so now, when they put it down, I tell you what, they'll come crawling back. Because when they put it down for the things in the world to pop their fingers and to do whatever they're doing, then when trouble hits, they want to run to God, or they want to run to the church, or they want to run and get a word. Like, you know, don't call me, I'll call you, Lord, when I need you. Right now, I need you because we're having fun. We're going to the games and we're going to the concerts and so forth and so on. And they put them on the back burner until something happens. Then when things happen, then they start going to pick him up. But he's not that kind of God. He's not that kind of God. So we have to test the spirit while it's moving. We have to do the word about so right now. The word is right now.
Right now. Now, Faith. It's now. Right now. That's right.
We don't need to wait until tomorrow. We need to get it right now. And I know that it's
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
praise
you,
God. It's going to be
so. Amen.
Right now.
So that's why we are constantly praying and seeking the Lord. Not but just ourselves. So that
Jesus.
People won't be taught, because people they don't know. Some have forgotten, some hasn't been taught, and some just put put Jesus on the back burner altogether and think, well, you know, when I need him, I'll pick him up. But it's not like that. It's not like that. So that's why we're constantly praying and giving the word as the Lord bless us to go forth, because it's so important. We know how important it is.
It is important. We
know how important
right.
the word is. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Allen, you there? You got a word? Amen. So, yeah, it's just you know, it's just that we thank God, we give God the glory, because it's so important. And when, like I say, when I see so many, and at one time when I had gone down to Houston, I hadn't realized, I went down to the bus station to pick up my niece one time. I didn't realize there were so many homeless people. And I thought, my God. You know? And you know what? And if you get a chance, well, I did. I got a chance to even talk to some of the people and pray for some of the people. And you know what? A lot of those people are intelligent people, but they got on the wrong track. And things, life happens, circumstances happen. And some people just, you know, some people just give up and they say, well, I just live down here. They give up on trying anymore. They give up on trying, and so they just choose to live that way. And some people have got into situations, but God can bring you out of any situation. It don't matter what it is. He can bring you out, and all we have to do is go to Him and talk to Him and have that personal relationship, because He loves us. And when you have that relationship with Him, He'll work it out for you. It may not seem like it, but He'll do it. And I know you, those on the radio is a witness. I know they've gone through some things, and God has worked it out in their favor. And so I can say that because He's done it for me. And so I give God all the glory. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. You see that, Brother Allen?
I'm still here.
Praise God. You got a word?
Yep. That's a good word right there. It's a good word for encouragement. To understand that we got to stop praying for ourselves and start praying for others.
Amen.
The more we start praying for ourselves, guess what? A selfish prayer and not praying for others. If you'd have made your request to God and you stop praying,
mm-hmm.
well, you're selfish.
Amen.
You need to start praying for others.
Amen.
Imperative that we pray for others, because yeah. he said pray ye for one another.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
And that's what it's all about, praying for one another.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God.
It doesn't matter where we pray, when we pray, and how we pray.
Amen.
We have confidence that He hears our prayers when we pray.
Amen.
Amen. God really, He really loves us. Yes, He does. And we have to pray for others. Build each other up in prayer. That's good. That is good. Amen.
It's been a beautiful night for us to understand that, you know, forgetting those things that are behind, learn to love one another and pray for
mm-hmm.
one another.
Right.
Pray for one another. Watch what's going on with this in this society and pray for one another.
Just
understand that God is requiring us, and when we're moved by the Holy Spirit, we're supposed to pray for one another. And that's what it's all about, praying for one another, telling somebody about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what He came to do, His deity, because God
Hallelujah.
Is love.
Hallelujah.
And without love, love never fails.
That's right. Perfect
this
love,
love is so everlasting.
Woo, Jesus.
We need that love. We
Amen.
Need God kind of love exhibiting in our life.
That's
because
right.
when you have that God kind of love, you have the workings of all of the gifts of God in your life. the gifts because of love.
Discerning. Hallelujah.
God is love.
Yes, he is. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sister Dolores was saying it right, you know, about the situation of we watching the young folks, the young teenagers, the young people, not knowing who Jesus is. They're going about doing their own thing, and not understanding that, you know, these young people, it's a lot of them that's just killing themselves, you know, a lot of them that's killing each other because they don't know that God is love.
Come on.
They don't. You know, they set themselves up in a situation of believing a lie, what Satan is giving them, what Satan is feeding them, and they wind up hurting themselves and hurting others. They wind up hurting their families.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have children. You know, they're leaving children behind for the grandparents to raise. They're going out instead of staying home and raising their own children. Well, Mama, could you watch the baby?
Oh, Jesus.
They go out. They cause other tragedies.
Right.
Or behind, not knowing who Jesus is. God is that kind of God. He's a forgiving God. He's a holy God.
Sovereign. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Sister Dolores, go ahead.
Hallelujah.
It's important. Pray for one another.
Amen.
You see someone less fortunate than you, pray for them.
Yes, dear.
You see someone that's that looks like they got everything going on, pray for them. Because you never know. They may be going home to kill themselves. Just because you're rich don't mean you have Jesus. It just means that you got money.
Amen.
But what they need most, what the world needs most, is Jesus.
Amen.
They need the love. They need that God kind of love. The tragedy that's going on with all of these children drowning, these children being kidnapped. The world needs love.
Amen.
Because it's real. Those kids, those 15, 14-year-old children, was kidnapped out of their school. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, those children that's on that ferry that was going to that outing out there, that's real.
That's real.
Russia and Germany invading these countries, Russia invading these countries, that's real. They're destroying people's lives. People are getting killed behind other people invading their country. That's real. We need to pray for them.
Right.
Amen.
Look at them. They're going over there to that club over there. But they don't know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're going about doing what they've been doing, living according to the ways of the world, but they don't know Jesus.
Right.
We got to pray for them.
Lift them up.
Because situations are here and people are losing their lives. Lord, I pray for these people. I pray for the ones that don't know you and a part of their sin. I pray for the ones that's leaders over us, the president, the cabinet administration. I pray for these people because we need to pray for them.
Amen.
The Bible tells us to pray for those that have rule over us.
Right.
And when you're in a foreign land, you need to pray for them. Pray for the peace of that land.
Hallelujah.
Things are happening. The Mighty Clouds of Joy used to sing this song, "Pray for Me." He used to say, "When you're at the altar, please don't forget to pray for me." See, when you're at the altar on the side of your bed, kneeling before the Lord, and you remember as the Holy Spirit gives you utterance, pray for these folks. Pray for the less fortunate. Pray for the rich. that they be saved.
Amen.
Pray for the ones that's on this radio station. Pray for the leadership of this radio station. It will continue to be manifest that everything will work out according to
yes.
the perfect will of Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
Because it's happening right now. See, the perfect
yes.
will of Jesus is happening right now.
Hallelujah.
Because we believe.
Amen.
We're not
amen.
On here for nothing. You know
that's
it's working.
Right. Sure is.
Amen.
Those
amen.
Are you saved. We know it's working.
Hallelujah. It's working. For the
people
good
are getting
of them
delivered. People are getting
Hallelujah.
enlightenment by the word of God. We know that it's working. They're
yes.
getting encouraged through the word. We know that it's working.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
People that wanted
Amen.
To go to the
Amen.
Club are not going to that club because it's working. We pray for them.
It's working.
People that once used to just get drunk on the weekend because they didn't work all day, we know that it's working.
Amen. God, I thank you.
Bless
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Get on over here. Yeah, it's working. Because we believe, and we believe in who we stand for. Jesus is awesome. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. All you have
Amen.
To pray is believe. He says, when you pray, believe.
Amen. You pray
That's all
for
you
got to
do is believe. Yes. Believe and don't doubt one bit. Just believe. Mm. What you're praying for, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Believe that it's working. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to manifest in your life.
Amen.
Manifesting it.
Thank you,
because
Jesus.
Because we serve an awesome God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We serve a mighty God.
A mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
you. See somebody that's drinking and got a drunk, they drink
yes.
so much that they got a drunken spirit, you can pray that drunken spirit down in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
That this person may see they come to himself, that the prodigal son came to himself.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
You can break that chain in the name of Jesus. See, that's
Amen.
A great name. When you think about the name of
Woo.
Jesus, you know that when you call on the name of Jesus, every knee bow, every chain is broken, every yoke
Hallelujah.
Is destroyed.
Thank you, Lord.
Because there's power in the name of Jesus. That
Hallelujah.
Old girl was singing that song.
Hallelujah.
It is true. To break every chain. Oh. Every chain, it means every chain.
Amen.
That's right. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Hallelujah.
You got to believe it.
Hallelujah.
Believe it.
Amen.
You don't have to leave off this radio station yoked up.
Give it praise.
You don't
Glory
have to,
to
leave off this radio station bound by fitters.
Amen.
Fitters tied to a drug habit. To a stronghold that you don't want nobody else to know.
Right.
You can be free.
Delivered. Hallelujah.
You can be
Amen.
Free and set
Jesus.
At liberty to praise God with all you got.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You can be free.
Hallelujah. Glory
to God. Like the guy was saying on Armistead, he said, we be free.
Amen.
So you can be free.
Free.
You can say, I'm free from that. I don't smoke anymore. I don't curse anymore. I don't drink
Amen.
Anymore. I don't lust anymore after things that's provocative.
Ooh.
I don't have to go to the club anymore. I can be free.
Amen.
I can be free from that rap music.
Amen.
And all the things that are associated with it. I can be free.
Amen. Amen. Thank you,
That's
Jesus.
What Jesus is saying. You can be free. You be free.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because if God, whom God has set free, is what? Free indeed.
Free indeed.
That's
hallelujah.
From inside indeed. Out. Indeed.
Yeah.
You
amen.
Are free.
Amen.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Free. You can be free.
Hallelujah.
Whatever
hallelujah.
Is found in you today, in the name of Jesus, I declare that
hallelujah.
You're free. Just believe it. Believe with
hallelujah.
Me that you're free. He's free right now.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about right there. It's up to
amen.
You to be free.
Free. Woo! Glory to God.
If you want more of the word, it's up to you to be free.
Amen.
Declare
praise
your
God.
Freedom in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Declare
woo!
Your liberty. Declare your wealth. Declare your blessings. Declare woo! Your healing in Jesus Christ. You can
glory
throw all those pills away because the
glory
Bible says if you only believe,
come on. Hallelujah.
Let the doctors pay for their own car.
Thank
own
you, Lord. I praise your name. Mm-hmm.
You can be free.
Yes, yes,
if you're
yes,
tired
yes.
of taking high blood pressure pills, then the Holy Ghost is your regulator. He'll tell you, don't be eating all that fatty foods.
Speak to
he's your regulator. When you call yourself freedom, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. He already knows the things that are associated yourself with getting you high blood pressure, stressing
that's
your
right.
heart out.
That's right.
You can be free. That's what he's here for. Jesus said like this here, he's your comforter.
Yes, in time of trouble.
And so your comforter is telling you, don't be eating all that stuff that's bad for you. Don't be eating out at night and going to sleep on a full stomach.
Come on.
Child, I got myself so full, I'm going to go lay down. Well, you laying down on your sickness.
See that?
You can be free.
Praise God.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can be free
amen.
In Christ
amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
That
amen.
Every chain is broken.
Hallelujah.
Every chain.
Every chain.
If you're tired of being depressed, you can be free. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
I break every yoke in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Thank you, Jesus.
See, the
hallelujah.
Prodigal son, when you pray for others, I want to talk to you about praying for others. See, the thing about
amen.
Praying for others, Jesus said like this here. He says, pray ye for one another. When you find that you don't have to know their symptoms, but you can ask the Holy Ghost to show you their symptoms. Because
come
the
on.
Bible says, ask and it shall be given. See, when you start
that's
praying
right.
for
that's
others
right.
and you see their need, God is going to show you exactly what to pray for because you asked it. Lord, help
amen.
Me to pray for these here, these souls, that every yoke will be
my
broken.
God,
so
my
they
God.
Need to have an eye to see. See, the prayer, it says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Yes, Lord.
Look at it for yourself. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. It doesn't say for you to pray all the way over and over again. It says your fervent prayer. And it gives an example. Elijah was a man with the same nature as us, and he prayed honestly. He prayed fervently
mm-hmm.
that it might not rain on the face of this earth, and it rained not on the face of this earth for 3.5 years. That's one man that prayed one time fervently. That's the same prayer that we can pray fervently. When you pray, believe what you're praying for.
Yes.
If you want your daughter off those streets and off that crack, if you want your cousin off that street and off those cracks, in the church instead of in and out of the church.
Yeah.
Pray fervently.
Fervently.
And it shall be done.
Amen.
When you believe,
amen.
It shall be done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mark 16 and 15, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear that word again? Believe.
Yeah.
These signs shall follow them that believe. When you pray, believe, guess what? It's going to follow you.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's going to happen. Just believe what you pray for.
Lord.
I don't care what the situation looks like.
Thank you,
I don't
Jesus.
Care how the symptoms may seem. It may
yeah.
seem like they're getting worse, but guess what?
Yeah.
If you keep believing and you believe what you believe the first time, They gotta. Yes. The devil gotta go.
Gotta
it
go.
Doesn't matter what they say. The devil has to go.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has to go because it's in the name of Jesus.
Woo! Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes,
it
Lord.
Has to go.
Speak the words. Speak the words. Speak the words.
God, yes, Lord.
It has to go in the name of Jesus. That's why that lady was singing that song. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Guess what? Then she said this here. To break every chain.
Yes.
To break every chain. I'm going to say it again. To break every chain.
Break every chain. Hallelujah.
I ain't here to sing, but I'm here to give you the word.
Yes.
He said, if you ask my name, these signs should follow them in my name when you ask.
Cast
believe what you're praying for.
Pray.
And it shall be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for the word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
free
you.
Yourself in Jesus' name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Free yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Son.
Hey,
Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia.
Hello.
You got a word for us?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We serve an awesome God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And the word that has been going forth tonight, you know, it's just been a powerful word because that's the bottom line, that, you know, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, his name is a name above all names. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Everything got to bow. You ain't going to find anything more powerful than the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
And bottom line is, he already gave us the victory.
Right.
He said it is finished. And when he said it is finished, it was finished.
Amen.
Ain't nothing
Hallelujah.
Else you gonna do to make it finished. He finished it.
Hallelujah.
He brought it all down with shedding his blood and spending his life on Calvary because he told the Father, not my will, but let thine will be done. And the will of God was to reconcile us back to him.
Amen.
That's his will. And we all reconcile. And we got to live reconciled every day. That means we're free.
Amen.
The enemy is trying to try to give us the counterfeit and try to show us that we are not free.
Come on.
And he is a liar. That's and he's lying. Been defeated. He's a defeated foe. He ain't got nothing to say. So, and the bottom line of it is, we need to know he ain't got nothing to say.
That's
and we
right.
need to stop bowing down and allowing things in our life.
Come on.
Amen.
You know, my grandmother used to say, we just ain't going to have it.
Ain't have it.
That's what she used to tell us, you know. If we were something was going on in the house, we ain't going to have that.
Right.
And that's the way we need to be with the enemy. We ain't having it.
Mm-mm.
Because we got the victory.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care what it looked like. We need to get like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One of my pastors, old pastors used to call him a bad Negro. But we need to get like them. Because they told the king, King, we ain't bowing down to you.
No.
We know our God is a deliverer.
Come on. Jesus.
Now, whether we get delivered or not, he's still a deliverer. No matter what happened. Don't forget those folks in Hebrews on the chapter of faith. Some of them died believing the promise. We just got to believe, and that's it.
Mm.
We ain't having none of this stuff. Whatever it is, if it ain't healing, if it ain't salvation, if it ain't blessings, we ain't having it. We ain't having no part of it.
You better say it.
We got to know who we are, and we got to know what's available to us. Jesus paid it all. Ain't nothing else for you to do.
Nothing is. It's finished.
It's finished. Amen.
Glory to
God. Amen.
You're free indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We give all the glory to God.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, you know, when we walk in love has a way of flattening everything out for those who are trying to walk the straight path. Love make it possible. Love is L-O-V, I don't care what you say about it, love is love. I don't care how you look at it, love is love. But I want to say this to you, to all of us that are listening tonight, because what God has done for us is better than better. It makes me just say, Lord, I thank you for this day, for the rising of the sun. And I look across to Africa, to Nigeria, and right back here in Houston, the same attitude is being perpetrated by the people of stealing these people and selling them into slavery. Do those people not know that they're going to pay for what they're doing? Amen. Because I know they get ready to get caught. No matter what we say, how we say it, God is still available to us. And you know one thing I like what everybody said tonight? God wants us to continue to believe in him. He wants us to continue to believe in him. The continuation of believing God, there is none like him. There is none like him. When God says he's going to do something, God's going to do it. God's not going to beg us. He's going to do it. You know, and a lot of us know what's going to say against God and with the devil. Mm-hmm. And the devil getting a comment. See, the devil will challenge you. He will challenge God in you. What you want to have to do is stand firm. You want to stand firm. You want to believe that God is possible. Because the devil don't care anything about any of us. Our fight is not between each other. Our fight is against a common foe, the enemy of darkness. And many times I've said that what God has done, he sent his son, his only begotten son, who died for us. And the more I read into the Bible, the more I can discover what God's Son has done for us. He come and gave his life for us. He gave his life for us that he might put the devil at naught. As the old folks say, naught. We call it zero. They call it at naught. Because when you do that, the devil has no right. And in addition to that, Jesus said, not only stop him with the power of death, I take it away from him. He said, but I put the devil who had put those in bondage of death and hold them and say, you're going to die anyway. And Jesus said, I have all the keys in my hand. Because it behooves us. I say this to myself every day. I said, Lord, if it had not been for you, I would have made it back home. Every time I leave my house, I said, thank you, Lord. When I leave, watch over me, Lord. When I turn back, I said, Lord, once again, we made it back. And I heard a priest say, why you say that? I said, well, when you know that you got the true God watching over you, why should you give the enemy an opportunity to attack you? See, I will say this to everybody that's listening on the radio, behind the scene, through the scene, with the scene. Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God is coming back. Not as Jesus Christ. He's coming back as the King of Kings. He's coming back with all the power. Because he and God and the Holy Ghost are going to combine. And one thing I will say to us, we know that one day there's going to be a movement. Hey, glory to God. I hope it would happen. I hope I'm not here. The Holy Spirit is going to lift from this earth. And when he lifts, don't leave me. My prayer is, don't leave me without the Holy Spirit. Don't leave me without the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit gone, no more preaching, no more healing, because the enemy going to have a fit. And the devil going to have a right. And there are some people that's living today that believe it. Now, everybody look at the TV, HTG. There was a young Christian, two twins were going to go on the radio program. But you know, the devil fights behind the scene. Rather, if he gets you behind the scene, he got you. Those two men were going to come on and bring a program, flip it on, and admit they were going to help people who were in the corner of destruction, who were in homosexuality, who were in lesbianism, who were committing adultery, who were stealing, who were lying, who were cheating. And, you know, the devil got so busy. And I was listening to NBC. It said,
amen.
And see, the one thing I can say to all of us, the devil wants to sift us like wheat. But I say this to us, we're going to keep the faith. We're going to keep it. Why are we going to keep it? Because God is able. God is able. And as I was saying to some people continuously about the enemy, when this thing comes to a close, I've said, I don't want to be around. When the devil is through, I want to be through. Why do I want to be through? Because God is through. See, this place called America, because America must stand. And I will say this with love. We got more Democrats, more Republicans who are fighting each other when they're supposed to be making law necessary to help people, but they're trying to hurt people. God has made it possible for people to get the needed information they need to get a lot of people have been in the war. It bothers me that the people in these different veteran hospitals, the treating a soldier, being a soldier in my life, to see how you can get treated wrong, and people saying, gonna put people up here for almost a year, or almost gonna bring them back. I said, no, those people need to go to jail, because this is not how you feel. See, because they're taking the authority in their hand, and even the President of the United States can't take the full authority in his hands. Because why? The president, we black or white, red or yellow. We're going to have to pray, beloved. We got a lot of white preachers don't like each other, a lot of black preachers, but the hour has come. For those of us who know God for ourselves, we're going to have to pray. We're going to stay in the loop. We're going to pray one for another. As we all said it again tonight, and I reiterate it, because the more we pray, the more we can hold on. Because if the enemy comes in and take up what he wants to do, when you got 30-some-odd states, don't even let money. Let me ask this to you. A lot of us know if you have, they're going to put it where you can get some health on some issues. Ain't going to cost you a nickel. The federal going to pay for it. They say, well, that's an attack, that's a control. No, it's not. Because once you are healed, hey, I'm glad that the money's there. Because they ain't going to give you a penny to get you. Oh, help me, Jesus. They will not put any money out there to say do this. Because they say, well, we shouldn't do this here. And now they're trying to go in and say something there. See, America's in trouble. We the believers, whatever state we in, we in trouble. Well, that time we were fighting the wrong fight. It's the fight I keep trying to tell people on the radio. As long as we're on there, we're going to tell the truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't want to sugarcoat it because the sugarcoated message is like you're going to the bathroom every time you look up. But if you got some food in there, some solid food, some Proverbs, some Psalms, some St. Luke and some Jude, Revelation, we've got something in our spirit, we can fight the fighting. Most of the pastors today, they're like, well, we don't do that. We just can't have it our church. Man, the church don't belong to you. It don't belong to you. I'm over the church. You ain't over nothing, King. And then I was reading the summons. Hallelujah. I was reading the summons. God said, let me ask a question. Which one of you can ransom a soul? Nobody can. Who can give me the money? Nobody can. Where is everybody at? Nobody can do anything but God, Jesus Christ. And it's mentioned in the book of Psalms. If you find it, you say, wow, God was speaking it. Yes, he has been. And I'll say this to you and say what you would love and kindness. Our hour has come. Our hour has come. Start calling down what belongs to you. Start walking what God said to walk. And somebody going to say, oh, my God, is that Sunday? Yeah. What is she doing? She's serving the true and living God. They might want to find out what Brother Allen is doing. So what is he doing? Well, he's serving the true and living God. To the rest of you on the radio, say, serve God. Serve God through liberality. Liberality. The more we serve God with truth and righteousness, the more God looks upon us and say, you know what? And that's why I said to the Lord, that's what God heard. When Abraham took in charge, Abraham said to his father, he said, I'm tired of having to worship these various gods. And in this life we live now, there are people who want to worship these different gods. They got a money god. They got a gluttony god. They want a new car god. They got a new clothes god. They want a god. But nobody want to trust the truth. So I pray God to somebody listening out there. We want to help you. Because this radio station is not for the saved person. It's for a person who's lost to reach the unreached and tell the untold. And as a setup, I can say this so once again. I don't know how long we got on this earth. We've already been here 2,500 some years. Only God knows. Well, why you want to become a prophet? No, I'm saying stay ready. Stay ready. And let me tell you something. It hurts me when a man know he had a multi-million dollar contract, plans get ready to play football, but he couldn't pass the drug test. You mean to tell me just to get out there to catch a ball, I got $40 million will come in my pocket once a year. And I'm caught up on drugs. They shouldn't even let him come and play. See, God said he's a forgiving God. But a lot of people won't come to God and ask God forgiveness. See, number one, if you have something against another person, go to that person and say, look, I made a mistake. I will be the first one to tell you I made a mistake. Will you forgive me? They want to throw up all my support. I ain't got time to do that. I've done what I'm supposed to do. Why have I done it? Because I've obeyed the Bible. I went to the person I wronged. Forgive me. If they don't want to forgive me, I can do it. I have to move on. Because I want us to know this. The ball falls in our court. The ball falls in our court. The ball of truth falls in our court. We have to take it and lift it up high. Because some people need to see that light shine. I don't mean try to put yourself on parade, but I always say this. I say to him, shut up. Because he and Houston had to go to Metro because they reevaluate you every 3 years to ride on the bus. And I went there. First they called the sensor car to pick me up, and nobody told us. I said, oh, Lord. I said, Lord, I got to go. Nobody with my knees. I said, stay until you ain't come back and watch your house. Got down to the Metro, forgot the letter for the hell. It's because some people knew me, allowed me to get some people that knew me allowed me to get in there and take the examination. As a result of that, God had me waiting for 4 hours for the bus to come. But you know why I was there? I prayed for some people. I spoke peace to some people. I saw men. We're living in a sinful time. If you live in Chicago, if you live in Georgia, New York, Jersey, wherever you live, the same incident is happening where you are. Pastors are not doing their job. But why are you on the pastors? Because the pastor not open the door to let the five folders get in there to help them. Let them in. Let the teachers in. Let the apostles in. Let the prophets in. Let them in to help you. If you think you run the church all by yourself, I know a lot of folks that, well, I'm in charge of the church, and I look at the person and I said, okay. But when you're sick, because sickness comes, it's like death coming to all of us. But I say this to you. I know that I know. I've obeyed my God to the best of my ability. I refuse to give in. I refuse to sit down. The fight is too important. It's like the old man said. He says, I don't have much of a leg, but if you can give me a stick, I'll kind of take my time and get down and help you to beat him up. So that's what we got to do. I yield to somebody else who got something to say to the Lord. Wait a minute. We just about off a radio station. Amen. Are y'all still there? Hello?
Yes, we're still here. Yeah, we're still here. Yeah, we're still here.
All right. I see a lot. Well, I say this. Because the time we live in, there's a wasp, there's a hornet. And we got to make a decision. Because the wasp is coming and the hornet is coming. We got to be ready. We got to pray in case this weekend. Remember these words. Psalm 121 says, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who will not suffer my foot to be removed. He that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Behold, the sun that shines upon me shall not bother me, nor the moon. When the newsome come or the animal comes, and it won't do me no harm, because I'm just paraphrasing and telling you what the Bible says. And God said, from this day forward, you shall have peace and safety. So if I have peace and safety, I can say this to everybody. When it took where I am to understand. Now, do I understand much? I'm trying to. Do I know much? I'm trying to. Because I can believe. Because when I was growing up, there was five or six of us young growing up, and there was no food at my house at 821 Street, Muckle Rock, Texas, in Bryan, Texas. I heard my mother get on her knees and talk to God. She said, "Father, I have these children, but I have no food for them." And all of a sudden, I heard a knock at the door. I looked around, and there was nobody to be there. But it let me know God answered her prayer. We ate. And I never forgot that as long as I live. I tell everybody. I tell my grandson, the big Yankees are here, and I told him, I said, when I was coming along in my day, some of them ain't want to pick up their shoes, don't want to do that. I said, no. In my house, we don't do that. I'm being honest with you. And you know what? You have to stay fluid with them. These young people, they love us. They're watching us. It behooves us to set the example. It behooves us to love them. It behooves us to stay close and tell them. Every now and then, you know what to tell her, the child, tell a child, a young man, a young girl, "You're my child, I love you." Don't you know every time we go to the Father in the name of Jesus, the more we go to the Father say, oh, that's my child. That's mine. And the devil can't do nothing about it. Why? The devil has no power. See, the devil is only what you want to give him. It's like I was telling a person when I went to buy my wife's car, I asked my baby, I said, "What kind of car you want?" "Any kind you get me." I said, "Well, when I bought it, what she bought," she said, "you have to buy all this in for me." Yes, I did, because the best is the best. So tonight I'll just take it off and I'll say these words, and I'll ask one of y'all on the line to close it out, because I love y'all. I love you so much. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Sonya, will you take us out in prayer, please? Amen. Sonya? Sonya?
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace through and by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise for the word that's gone forth this evening, this night. And we thank you, Lord God, for all the ears that have heard your word. Father, we pray that their heart has received it. And we just give you the praise that one plant, one water, and God give the increase. So, Father, we praise you. We bless your name. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the finished work of Calvin. We thank you, Lord God, for this radio station and everything that's made it come to manifestation, to fruition on this night. And, Lord God, as we stand praying, we pray for men everywhere that all be saved, that none shall perish. We pray for those in authority over us, the president, the vice president, all the elected appointed officials, the world leaders. Father, we pray for men everywhere that they be saved and that none shall perish. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, a peace of Israel. And, Father, we pray that there be peace within their walls and prosperity within their palaces. Lord God, we pray for those over in South Korea, that are the grieving families right now. We lift them up to you, that you give them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, oh God. And we pray for the citizens over there, that the president of Russia and the citizens of Kyiv, oh God, that they've entered their country and the turmoil that's going on in the country, Lord God. We thank you that you are the God of peace, that your dear son is the Prince of Peace. And, Father God, as we pray for these folks in those war-torn countries, Lord God, we just thank you that you, Lord God, Lord of the harvest, that you would send your perfect laborers there, Lord God, to preach about the Prince of Peace, that would bring people to know a saving grace in Christ Jesus, Lord God. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, for the Nigerian government. We pray for President Goodluck Jonathan right now. that he would, Lord God, look unto you and call on the name of the Lord over these situations in the country with the terrorists, the Boko Haram. And we bind the hands of Boko Haram and all the demonic presence there and all over this world. We speak peace. We speak salvation. We speak, Lord God, that the Prince of Peace, Lord God, will be preached throughout this world in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we declare that everything that's going on in Nigeria with these girls, that be made manifest, that the location that they're in be made manifest to these teams that are over there trying to investigate and provide intelligence on this situation, Lord God. And Father God, as we just continue to close out in prayer tonight, we pray for everyone that ministered the word on the radio station, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you revive them, that you refresh them, that you refill them, everything that they've poured out, oh God, and that you fill them, Lord God, with your precious spirit. And Father God, we just thank you for the lives that are well spent, the sacrifices that these men and women are making to make themselves available, Lord God. And we ask your blessings over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up the heroes of the word, Lord God. We pray that they come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We pray for those of us, that, the Christians that need to rededicate our life, that we would make those steps tonight to rededicate and to continue to walk with the Lord. And, Father, we give you the glory, and we bless your holy name. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Remember what I said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And until such time, the Lord bless you and keep you.